Welcome back, everyone, to our 50th episode of the Event Buzz podcast. And here to celebrate it with me today is Meg Presner, CEO and founder of brand marketing consultancy, Hackett Brand Consulting. Her team helps build and grow purpose-driven brands. Meg has led marketing for Fortune 50 enterprises, international organizations, national franchise brands, and small businesses. Her work has resulted in multi-million dollar revenue-driving marketing campaigns, nationally recognized social programs, and award-winning brand redesigns. So welcome to the show, and thanks for joining us today, Meg. Hey, Meg, thanks for coming on to the show today. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. I'm happy to join.
Yeah, we are excited to have you, and I did include a little intro about you, but I do want you to kind of introduce yourself to the listeners and maybe how you kind of found yourself in this space.
Perfect. So my background is actually in brand and marketing. And for a number of years, I worked at an agency and then I went brand side before venturing out on my own. And as part of that, I really have done a little bit of everything in marketing, from public relations to social media to event marketing to nonprofit. And I've worked with more than 60 brands across more than a dozen industries. And along the way, what I've found that I really love to do is build brands and help people grow their brands through marketing. And so that's what I do full-time, running my own business these days. And I just love to help business owners, entrepreneurs, marketers be able to take all of these tips I've learned from working with all of these big brands and businesses and help them grow their businesses for their audiences.
Perfect. And it sounds like you're in the right place because we have a lot to ask you specifically about marketing because it's such a hot topic that also I feel like just has so many aspects and things you can do with it. And I feel like that makes people kind of feel lost and they try to do all these different avenues. I'm sure you've experienced this with people you work with and they don't really know where to start. So I think one of my first questions for you is when people start strategizing how to build out either like their brand or an event, in our case for the event planners, where do you kind of recommend with starting? Because I feel like people are all over with this, whether it's like goals or finding their target audience, or what would you recommend?
Yeah, and I love that question because I think there's analysis paralysis that happens a lot when people get into marketing specifically because you're right. There's dozens and dozens of channels that you can go on and different avenues. And then you kind of go down the rabbit hole of what am I saying? What works best for me? What's my voice? And it kind of goes down this ramble, right? So you want to pull that back and I think get back to the foundations. And I look at brand and marketing separate. And so for me, brand is really the foundation of your business and what people come to know about you. And so when you're building a brand, I always say start from the heart. And by that, I mean is to look inward at why you are throwing an event. And so the brand could be in event like a Lollapalooza or, you know, something that's really recognizable, or it could be a business like an event marketing business. But when you're building that brand, it's to say, you know, what makes this unique? And that comes from your heart. And so answering the question of why am I different? Why did I start this? What's the value that I can bring to people? And what is that impact? And now I know I kind of rambled five different questions that people hear, but I think when you start to peel back the layers, it's like, of course, throw an awesome event. Of course, make money doing that. Of course, reach the community and the people. But it goes a little bit deeper than that. And it's why. It's like, what is that impact that you want to have? And so I think starting there, you can use that as the guiding light for why it is you do what you do. And then you build on that. And so then when you transition from brand and building a brand, whether again, it's specific to an event that's super branded like Lollapalooza, which is big and everybody knows the name, or you have a local venue or local chapter and you're like just starting out, you build on that and you build the foundations and then you start marketing. And that's where you kind of get into goals. And so when we are building marketing plans, everything aligns with goals, because if you don't know where you're going, then you don't really know what to do to get there. And so you may say, hey, we need to get a ton of traffic to our site to make people aware. But that's going to have different tactics marketing wise than it is to sell tickets, which may kind of fall into the paid media category, for example. So two answers there, but I think separating brand and marketing is super important. And then starting from the why, and then making sure when you actually activate, you have those goals wrapped into it.
So do you think when you're developing your brand, do you think they need to consider their target audience at all, or does that come later?
Absolutely. And for me, when it comes to branding, everything works together. And so when you start the foundation of building from the heart, what is your mission and your purpose and why you're here? Ultimately, to have a brand, you need to serve people. And so you have to consider that end audience when you are thinking of this story and foundational building. And so your audience should, or your target customer, your ideal client, whatever you want to call it, should be in the consideration set. Mm-hmm. And you should really narrow in on that. And so sometimes people are like, well, we want to attract everybody. And you think, well, that's a nice goal. But you have to really, I almost narrow it down into one person. Like, act like you're speaking to one person. Yeah. And because you want to start with one customer, one end user, and then build from out there. And a good analogy would be, you know, if you can attract that one person to your event, they're probably going to tell their friends or their family about it. And then those people tell their friends and their family about it. And that's where you can reach the masses, but you really should narrow in on that one audience that you're trying to reach.
Yeah. I think, taking the time to like study and know who you're targeting is so important, because I feel like I see a lot of at least events that use us and stuff where it's like what you said, they want to reach everyone, which is great, but it's like it's just so much more effective to really understand like their needs and wants when like building out, whether you know it's your website or your products or whatnot. So do you have any tips when it comes to like strategies for how to identify your target audience?
Absolutely. And I would start with an analogy when people, because sometimes when you're working on your own event or your own business, you get too close to it. And so it's really easy to say everybody or everybody in this community, et cetera.
Yeah.
And if you were to pull yourself out of that and say, hey, this is a business networking event. You don't necessarily need everybody who doesn't run or start a business, right? Or if it's a marketing event, you don't necessarily need people who are outside of marketing. And same for, you know, music and sporting and things like that. Those are different audiences. And so to narrow in on that is to pull yourself out of the event itself and think about, if I was going to this event, who would I want, like, who would I be attracting, right? And some of the ways to think about this is certainly the quantitative demographic type of stuff, like the age group, the the genders, the what they like, what type of things they listen to, what type of things they watch, what they consume on social media and television, et cetera. But the other aspect of this is the qualitative factors, right? What are those emotional need states that people are pulling in when they're deciding on an event? And so it's not just always the demographic. It's what is that value or impact or entertainment or education, et cetera, that they're trying to get out of an event that you may be able to hook them in with on that emotional level. And this really comes back to the branding and marketing from the get-go standpoint, because if you know what the impact is that you want from your brand, then you can start to draw on those emotional need states and start to connect the audience to that impact and that value that you can provide for them.
Yeah, that makes sense. So it's a whole picture, considering the whole picture of that person and then becoming a resource for them. Sorry. Okay. And then my other question, I wanted to see if there were some common mistakes that you kind of see among people that first come to you. So your clients, basically because their company or product isn't really getting the attention it needs, Are there common elements you see as to why people are having branding issues or marketing issues?
Yeah, the most common thing that I see with branding issues is not showing up consistently. And that could be a couple of factors. So one, consistently in your brand, maybe your brand visuals, your brand voice, what you're telling that story about your brand is all over the place and you're kind of ping-ponging people around. It takes 8 times of seeing a brand before people start to recognize it. And so if you can imagine you're like changing your fonts and your colors and your voice and your story and your purpose and your mission so much, then every time they see you, that becomes almost a new brand and you're starting from scratch. And so you definitely want to show up consistently. But the other side of consistency is routinely, right? So not just consistent in your brand voice, look, feel, but in your marketing, you want to make sure that you are showing up regularly. We all will get those emails where it's been a year since you've heard from someone and you're like, holy cow, I forgot that I signed up for this email newsletter. I'm just going to unsubscribe from that. It's more of like a prompt to disrupt your day versus if you're hearing from someone regularly and you're following this journey and story from them, whether that's on social media or public relations or email, you become more attuned to what they're saying and you receive that information more regularly, more consistently. And so I think that is number one, start there with your brand and how to show up for people in that manner.
Yeah. And I think that also brings up a good point when it comes to, let's say, specifically email marketing or social media. People get kind of confused in terms of consistency, right? So you want to be consistent, you want to have this flow of posting, but then there is also that line of where it can become spammy. You know what I mean? So how would you recommend finding like that? You know, not going over that line of constantly like showing up in their inbox.
Yeah, that's a great point, actually, because I just signed up for an email newsletter earlier this week and I got so many emails I unsubscribed.
Yeah.
I was like, this is so overwhelming for
me.
And then also, you know, and that's just specific to email, but you can see the same on like social media type of stuff. And so the way that you can break through that is really going to be test and learn approach to it. And so there's some best practices that you can put into place, but best practices are more of a guide and they're not a hard and fast rule. So I have seen in some industries where email marketing, people will get emails 3-4 times a day from a company, and it actually helps with their sales. And in other industries, people get annoyed and they opt out and they lose subscribers. And so what I would say is to kind of cut through that noise, because that's a non-answer that I gave, right? I'm like, oh, it's wishy-washy.
Well, it's hard.
It's hard, but to be very specific and say, okay, we're going to email people X amount of times a week, and then have a flow in place where you follow up with ones who maybe didn't open that email and have a different flow for people who maybe did open the email but didn't take an action from you, and start to understand their learning behaviors. And when you can dive into kind of the insights from whatever platform you're using on open rates or click rates, call to actions, and the output that you want, going back to those goals, is you can start to tweak what's working. And that's where you might be able to see, oh, if I send an email on Wednesday morning, that way outperforms something on Wednesday afternoon after people have left work for the day. And maybe they're checking emails in the morning.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's reverse. And so that's where you kind of get in and you start to understand your particular user behavior and use that as a guide to make the right next step for your business. Mm-hmm. And so you can start to see, oh, if I send an email every day, my open rate drops off. What happens if I do it 3 times a week? Mm-hmm. And play with those numbers to find what that right balance is for you. But don't be afraid to make mistakes either when you do that. And so just a test and learn approach to really get into the numbers and pay attention to what they're telling you.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, you don't really realize as a consumer, and before I even got into marketing, you don't realize what's going on in the back end. It's crazy, like all these small details and the amount of work that goes into marketing and advertising. Like sometimes I'm like, what? This is so much.
Oh, yes. And I know too much.
Yeah.
So I'm like one of those where I'm like, oh, they're marketing to you. And, but you know,
that's yeah, exactly. You're like, I have to fall for that.
But it's amazing. So what I will add to that is the tweaks that you can make. It's not just like time of day of sending an email. It's color choice, right? And so a blue email button, that's a click through call to action, may be more effective than a red one. Or, you know, the kind of those colors choices, or it could even be the subject line. It could be the headline. It could be small tweaks of saying, I'm in Denver, hey, Denver versus hey, you, yeah. Right? Like it's these small tweaks. And that's where you want to really keep an open mind to like what works for your audience, because you are right. There's so much information and data coming at you, and marketers on the back end are tweaking every little piece to see what works. And then it includes, you know, down to pricing, like $99 versus an even pricing gives a different illusion of cost than other people, BOGOs versus $10 off, et cetera. And so really play with what works for your brand.
Yeah. So I guess to everyone listening that feel overwhelmed, I guess this is why you kind of will turn to, you know, marketing consultancies like you. To get have someone else do it for you.
So. Yeah, I love that you said that because it is overwhelming and I don't want to overwhelm people. So what I'll add to this conversation is that, yes, you can hire people like myself who can help do that for you. Like, I'm not going to be like, no, don't do that. But if you're feeling overwhelmed, what I don't want people to get caught in is that analysis paralysis that we talked about a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
And so if you're feeling overwhelmed, I just really, really highly suggest starting with 1 to 2 tactics or strategies that you can play with. And so you don't have to be all things to all people. So if you're looking at 27 different marketing tactics and you're like, I got to build a business and a brand and get people to my event, like your mind starts to roll. And so peel it all back and just say, okay, what 1 to 2 things can I do today or can I start with that's going to make an impact on my business goals? And then just streamline it, right? And then once you have a handle on those 1 to 2 things, then add to your plate. If again, if you don't have the resources or don't know how to, don't have the team to delegate to, then you add to your plate. And so if you're thinking about this in terms of marketing, like a social media, right? Don't try to jump on 7 channels at once. Focus on doing 1 to 2 channels really well. And once you feel like you've got that handled, then add to the plate or say, oh, maybe I can repurpose this TikTok for an Instagram reel and get more bang for your buck. And so there's so much you can do, but don't overwhelm yourself. Like really just focus on what 1 to 2 things are going to move the needle for your business and then add on top of that.
Yeah, that's a great segue into the next question I kind of had was when it comes to the content marketing, not every type of content works for every brand or their audience type. So how do people know what type of content marketing they should be using for their business? Like, how do they kind of go about figuring that out, whether it's just starting with in 1 or 2 spots, but I guess figuring out where they should focus on first?
I love that question because it goes back to the point about the audiences. And so if you're deciding where to show up or where to put out content, and content can kind of be all encompassing. It can be a blog on your website. It can be social media channels. It can be email newsletters. It can be videos, podcasts like this, et cetera. What you want to do is think about where your audience is spending their time. So where are they already spending your time that you can capture their attention and you don't have to fight for that? And so that may be, maybe you do go on social media because your audience is there. And then it asks the question of, well, which channels? LinkedIn is a much different channel than Instagram, right? And so if you're thinking from a business lens, you may be on LinkedIn and that's the spot. But if it is something more entertainment based, TikTok or Instagram may be the way to go for those.
Yeah. So like you said, knowing your audience and then again, where they're hanging out and what matches your brand. So a lot of research. Yeah.
I think meet your audience where they are. So you have, if you have an uphill battle ahead of you, or you're like, hey, I really want to reach as many people as possible, meet them where they are. Don't make them come to you. Eventually they will, right? So, and that includes something like Google. So something like search, if people are searching, meet them in search, right? That's where they're going to find your website and come to your blog. So there's different elements, but meet them where they are spending their time and don't necessarily reinvent the wheel with something that is not going to reach the right people.
And so to wrap up kind of this meeting, did you have any, let's say, standard advice for event planners out there when it comes to aligning their events with their brand, if that makes sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And so when it comes to your event, my advice is to be yourself and go back to kind of the basics of why you're throwing it. What is the impact and value in that takeaway that you can build a brand around? And don't be afraid to go bold towards that, right? Or after that. I like to think of it as really owning your own brand. So don't necessarily like turn your neck looking at what other people are doing. You know, you want to hold your brand and you want to stand out and don't be afraid to go for that. And that really starts with the heart and soul, the why of why you're here. And so as much as possible, if you can lay the foundation for answering the question of what is the value and impact for your consumers, then you can stay true to that North Star, that guiding light, whatever you want to call it. And you can wrap your whole event around that and really promote it accordingly. And then give people a reason to like buy into that story that you reinforce at the event itself.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, before we go, of course, I want to mention everything that you do and the services you provide. So for the event planners listening that might want to work with you, how would they reach out or where do they start?
Yes. So you can find me online, of course. So hackettbrand.com, that's H-A-C-K-E-T-T brand.com, or on social media. All my handles are Meg Prez because my last name's a doozy. So that's Meg.prez, P-R-E-Z. So if you follow me on social media, I'm connected to my websites and businesses there, as well as again, hackettbrand.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us today and providing all this really helpful insight, because again, marketing is just, there's so many elements to it that it can be so overwhelming. So I really appreciate it.